Thanks for tuning in to Accented. This episode is not scripted, and it's for English learners who want to listen to real conversations. Each week, I interview a new guest who has a distinct English accent. On today's episode, you will hear from Daniel, who is originally from Italy, learnt English in New Zealand, and is currently living in Canada. You're listening to episode number 32 of Accented. Now, have a look. If your accent's not there, please contact me because I'm always after new guests and new accents. Today, I'll be chatting with Daniel, who is Italian, yet when I first spoke with him, I couldn't guess his accent because he has been living abroad for many years now. And he originally moved to New Zealand to learn English there. And then to give himself another challenge, he ended up moving to Canada and has only been there for about a year or two. During the interview, I said to Daniel that he's the perfect hybrid. And what I mean by hybrid is that he's a mix of different languages and different cultures. He's not a person that is strictly Italian. He's quite worldly now. And now that he has moved away, he has embraced other cultures and his accent has changed because of the environments that he's been living in. So a hybrid, let's say for example, a hybrid car is a mix of petrol and electric. So I've just used that word to describe his accent. Daniel is the podcast host of the show Emigrants Life. At the start of the interview, I ask Daniel to explain the difference between emigrant and the word immigrant. Now, if you can't hear the difference, one starts with E, emigrant, and the other one starts with I, immigrant. Now, even as a native speaker, this confuses me. Most of the time, I use the word immigrant. So have a listen to how Daniel explains it. And if you have any issues, send me an email. It is tricky, even for native English speakers. During the interview, Daniel mentions a Kiwi accent. A Kiwi accent is short for a New Zealand accent. So if you've heard the word Kiwi before, it's a term that a lot of Australians and even people from New Zealand use themselves to describe them. So for Australians, we're called Aussies. And people who come from New Zealand, the colloquial term is Kiwi. You're a Kiwi. And I gather, unless there's any New Zealanders out there who can correct me, there is a bird in New Zealand called a Kiwi bird, and you can only find this bird in New Zealand. So that's a term coined for New Zealanders. So in Australia, I might say to somebody, oh, where are you from? And they could say, oh, I'm a Kiwi. And I would know that, oh, yeah, they're from New Zealand. I mentioned to Daniel that I used to live in Italy and get quite a few Ryanair flights. Now, Ryanair is an airline company that is known to be extremely cheap. When I lived in Europe, I would sometimes get flights. I remember I was living in Milan and I got a flight to Brussels in Belgium for €3. One way, which is crazy. So I went there for the weekend. I actually spent more on the bus ride from the airport to get into Brussels. I think that was about €15. So Ryanair is well known as this budget airline and they only cater to Europe. I don't think they've opened anything to the Middle East. They may fly to Israel. That's an interesting question. However, they're known in Europe to be extremely cheap. You don't actually get a seat number. It's like a bus. Whoever gets on first gets to sit wherever they want. So it's an interesting experience, but great if you want to travel and see different European countries very cheaply. I think you're ready for the interview. Hello. On today's episode, I am speaking to Daniel, who's originally from Italy, learnt English in New Zealand, and currently lives in Vancouver, Canada. So he's got a really interesting story. His accent doesn't even sound Italian to me. And he is the podcast host of Immigrants. See, I can't even pronounce that, Daniel. Can you pronounce it? Can you say your podcast for me, please?
It's called Immigrants Life.
Immigrants Life. Yes, I said it right then. Okay, so we need to talk about immigrant and the word immigrant. Can you tell us the difference, please?
Yes, the difference, I think, is for immigrants with an E, it means that you as a person immigrated, so you left your country to move to a new one. While immigrants with an I, it's for me, it's like how people see you or like a see me. It's like somebody's from a new country comes into another country. So, for example, if I'm an American and no, let's use another example. If I'm Italian, somebody else comes from France into Italy, that for me is an immigrant with an I. But if I'm Italian and I leave Italy and I go to France, in that case, for me, myself, I'm an immigrant because I leave my country to go to another one. And that's, for me, the difference. That's why I wanted to call immigrants life and not immigrants, because for me, immigrants is what I think about myself, while immigrants is the tag, how people tag me as a person.
So you live in Canada now. Do mm-hmm. you see yourself as a Canadian?
No, not yet. No.
But you think you will?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. Because I, as you said before in the introduction, I lived in New Zealand. When I left Italy, I moved to New Zealand, and part of my heart still there. So I think I'm gonna go. I wanted to go back and take that piece of art and decide if I want to stay in New Zealand and live permanently in New Zealand or here in Canada. I don't know exactly.
But no, Italy. Not back. You're not going back to Italy.
No, I don't think so. No, unless I'm forced to. Otherwise, no. I'd rather not.
Now, what's quite funny is I was going through different podcasts trying to find people with a New Zealand accent. So if there's anybody out there listening, I do need a New Zealand accent. And I found your podcast and I loved it. I started listening to it. So that's how I stumbled across you. I was looking for New Zealand accents and I found your podcast. And I was like, well, that's not a New Zealand accent, but I couldn't tell your accent. I couldn't tell where you were coming from. I think to start with, I may have thought Dutch, which is quite funny. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm used to.
Really? You get that?
Oh, all the time. Usually, I mean, when I was living in New Zealand, probably 19% of the people thought I was from Ireland or Scotland. My accent was like, I sounded like an Irish or Scottish person.
No.
Then I moved over here. Oh, yeah, totally. I don't know if because I was living with somebody from Ireland or just the mix from Italian accent to Kiwi accent came out Irish. I don't know exactly. But now that I moved here in Canada, I guess a lot that people can understand I'm not from here. I'm not American or anything. And they think that from Europe somewhere, and maybe they come out with something, I don't know, some northern country in Europe, because they don't really know where the accent is coming from. It's definitely not Italian.
No, I lived in Italy and I didn't pick that you had an Italian accent. And then as I listened, I thought, I need to get you on the show because you're a great hybrid because you've lived everywhere. And I think people don't think of, I've made this show of accents so that people can listen to different ones, but you don't have a typical Italian accent. Can you tell us where you're from in Italy?
I'm originally from a small town near Milan. It's a very small town. So I
lived in Milan. What was the name of it?
It was Calvenzano.
Oh, I haven't heard of Calvenzano.
I would be surprised if you did. It's part of Bergamo.
Oh, Bergamo. I've been to Bergamo. Because you have the you have the Ryanair airport at Bergamo, so I used to take a lot of flights out of there to visit Europe.
Yeah, I'm like 20 minutes from Orio Serio, which is the airport of Bergamo.
Oh, excellent. And so tell us, when did you leave Italy? How old were you?
I left when I was 27 in 2013. And
And you went straight to New Zealand?
I went straight to New Zealand. Yes, my goal, my dream was to move to Silicon Valley. I left my secure job. Let's call it a secure job, like they used to call it in Italy. And I wanted to move to and work to into a for I wanted to work for a tech company in Silicon Valley. But I didn't speak any English at the time. I always been like a terrible student. So I even like after 5 years of high school, my English was pretty much. I could probably tell like my name is Daniel and that's it pretty much. My address, I live in Calvenzano or something like that. But I couldn't tell any more than that. So I couldn't find a job in the Silicon Valley or anywhere in the US. So I wanted to pick another country where they speak English as a main language. I didn't want to stay in Europe. So I decided to test and go to New Zealand.
And how good is New Zealand? Where did you live?
I lived in Christchurch, the South Island.
Lovely. I would love to move to New Zealand too. I've said that to my husband. I think everybody now wants to live in New Zealand, seeing how great they've kept COVID-19 out.
Yep.
Getting back to your podcast, you told me that you started it basically because of COVID. You had some spare time and you're an audio engineer in your daytime job. Is that right? Or an audio technician?
Yes, audiovisual technician. Yes. I'm not an engineer. I'm not that good. But yes, I'm a technician, audiovisual.
So how have you felt with this podcast? Because you mentioned being lonely because of the lockdown. How have you felt making this podcast and chatting to people all over the world?
I love doing the podcast. I love meeting with people all over the world, as you said. And at the beginning, I didn't feel lonely. I was actually like pretty excited that I didn't have to work, so I could spend all day long working on my own stuff, starting this podcast, trying to help more people, making the same decision I made when I was 27 to leave the country and move to a new one. But then a few months into the lockdown, I start feeling weird. I didn't have no energy, no motivation. I feel like I've started feeling depression somehow, which I'd never experienced before. And I felt like, I don't know, I was living the dream, like working on my own stuff, like I dreamed that to do that for years, to just working on my own business, my own stuff. And all of a sudden, I had no energy. No, I couldn't find the motivation to do anything. And luckily, I started working again a couple of weeks later. And all of a sudden, just the day I went back to work, everything went back to normal. I was feeling great, it's weird.
It's interesting you say that because my husband and I have discussed that because we did have a small lockdown here in Australia around April in 2020. And for us, it was okay because there were four of us in a house, you know. I really felt for people who maybe didn't have family around them, were single. Like it must have been hard, as you just said, that you started to feel depressed. I think we need to think about, what it also does to people in different situations. With families, I feel it wasn't as bad because we had each other. I don't know. What do you think of that?
Might depend on the situation with the family.
True, because there are... Yeah, we were too busy, I think, because we actually had to school. I had to be the teacher. Well, I am a teacher, but I had to be the school teacher for my son, then also create videos and lessons for my students. So in between, and then my husband's having meetings with work, we actually were exhausted because we weren't in bed till 11 o'clock at night, because once the kids were in bed, I was either making videos or, you know, lesson planning. It was really intense.
Oh, totally. I was at the beginning of the year when everything, all the world was in lockdown. I could hear like people being like bored at home, nothing to do. And I was busy as ever. Like I was the busiest of my entire life. I was like creating the podcast, learning how to do podcasting, launching the website, editing videos, finding people. I was like a super busy at the beginning of the year. But as I said, I didn't feel like I needed somebody. I was living in my mind, I was living my perfect life. I was just working. And all of a sudden, just as like a big wave, just this emotion came and I have no energy. It was super weird. But and the other side, like I was lucky maybe that I was single or unlucky, depending on how you want to see it, because some people found themselves a home in a poisonous relationship where it was even worse for those people.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I think it's lucky that I enjoy the company of my husband and my kids. So maybe that's it. I enjoyed that time. But you're right. If you're not in a good situation and you're in lockdown in that situation, it only makes it worse. Well, let's talk more about your podcast too. I thought it was brilliant. And that's why I had to contact you too, because I think my listeners would love to listen to it as well, because a lot of people learning English, they want to hear stories from other people, how they went moving from one country to the other. So how has your podcast helped other immigrants?
I don't know that yet. I don't know if I ever help anybody. I just started and I never actually, I haven't received any feedback. But my end goal is through this like a motivational stories, because I don't know. For me, like if you're an immigrant, which is probably you have your husband as an example. If you're moving to another country, especially if you don't speak the language, the thing you have to go through, you have to put yourself outside of your comfort zone, and that's the magic spot. And I don't know, it's fascinating. And some people, in my case, I was pretty lucky. I was living in a good life in Italy. I just wanted to move abroad just because I wanted a better life. But for some people, moving abroad is the only way they can follow their dreams, and they can, I don't know, take care of the family. And the thing that people have to go through to move abroad, it's so motivating and so moving that I don't know. It's for me, it's amazing. I loved meeting all these people, and for me, it's like a really motivational, even for myself. So hopefully, through these stories, I can help others finding the courage to move abroad, and maybe they can, through other people's stories and hearing what they've done to move abroad, they can find the inspiration, they can find the resources they needed to do this big step into the unknown. There's so much things that you don't know when you leave the country, and that's what makes us more resilient.
No, you're right. That's really interesting. It's you mentioning resilience, it would make you resilient for sure. Before we wrap up the interview, I wanted to find out, what made you go from New Zealand to Canada? Look, I know they're both amazing countries. I think the nicest people in the world probably come from both those countries. So what was the reason for doing that?
I don't know. I'll try to keep it short. I just wanted to be... So when I left Italy and I went to New Zealand, I was in situation where you have to survive. You're like in a fight or flight mode. And I find myself being 100% of myself. I was like trying to figure out things. I was working hard. I was giving 100%. And then the time comes and you get more settled. You find a good job. You can pay the rent. And then I start my side hustle. I start creating like a programming apps, that kind of thing. So I found it like comfortable. And I wanted to put myself in the same situation from when I left Italy, to be able to give 100%, to be forced to give 100%. So I decided to try something new and trying to go to Canada and be in the same situation where I have to give my 100%, because otherwise you need to survive somehow. And that's why I did it.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm going to put your podcast link in the show notes. So please go and have a listen because it's incredible the stories that people share. I love it. I think it's great that you've created something like this for people to listen to.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Accented. I'm your host, Kimberly Law. Accented is released on the 15th and 30th of each month. If you'd like to find out more about me, please head to kimslawofenglish.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts, so don't forget to leave a review of the podcast or even a star rating. Speak to you soon.